New York Knicks versus Indiana Pacers. 18.7 seconds left. Okay. Indiana's down. The game's over. People are walking out the door. In 9 seconds, Reggie Miller scored 8 points and ended up leading Indiana to win the game.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, if you're tired of running around and getting told you're too expensive and people ghosting you and all that other garbage that you deal with as a salesperson, I want to give you a resource. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab our How to Spot a Cheap Customer guide and go through that and equip yourself to see them coming a mile away and protect your time so that your time is only spent with those people that are really going to be your customers. So go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab it today.
All right, Tim. So I'm dropping some sports basketball history here and about how to never give up. And, you know, we were talking earlier about the game's over. I'm a basketball guy. You're a football fan, baseball fan. Game's over. People are leaving. They're like, I'm not watching anymore. And then something amazing happens and they come back and win the freaking game.
I've seen this time and time and time again in my adult life, you know, being a from New England and being a Patriots fan. I mean, how many times have I just like walked away from the TV watching the Patriots play and like the game's over and given up? The Red Sox, the same thing back, you know, with Big Poppy. I mean, just walking away, the game's lost. They disappointed me. They broke my heart because they've been doing it historically for fucking forever. I mean, goddamn forever. So, you know, out of half a century of football, I mean, they're basing all the stats that Brady could never win the game on his story, on historical facts that it's never happened before. But he keeps on pulling it off. Whatever it is, you think the stars are aligned, it's a one-hit wonder, but it isn't. It happens time and time and time again. Greg, you coach girls basketball. Tell me how you coach yep. to that level.
So, Tim, if we're behind in a game, and let's just say there's 10 minutes left on the clock and we're down by 12 points, okay? I don't want them to freak out every possession and play scared, or I don't want to make a mistake, okay? I want them to just play and focus on small goals. So what I'll tell them is, let's say we're down by 12 with 10 minutes. I'll say, hey, girls, we need to have this down to 8 points with 8 minutes left. That's our first goal, okay? Now, if we get to that, I'll call a timeout. We'll talk and we'll regroup and talk again. All right, 4 minutes left. We need to have this within 4 points, 4 or 5 points. That way, it keeps them focused on the task at hand, playing basketball, not worried about winning and losing. The game's on the line. They're down for the championship game. They're freaking out and they're super tight. They're just focused on little incremental things, goals that they can achieve, and that's what they're focused on.
So the small things, it's the small picture, not the big picture. It's not, like you say, it's not the whole game. It's just the points you want to work at, the next point, or a point that's obtainable that can be seen.
Yeah.
So when Brady gets up there and he's there, he says, do you think he thinks that he has to win the game?
Shit, no. I bet you he's super hyper-focused on making the perfect pass.
That's all it is. And how many passes do you think that, I can't even imagine. I don't imagine how many passes that man's thrown in his life from college on. Even high school, the college.
Yeah.
But it's a small wins. It's not, you know, if it's say I want to lose 50 pounds, I don't concentrate on losing 50 pounds. I'm concentrating on my nutrition. I'm going to be concentrating on exercise. And I'm not going to say I'm going to go out there and run, you know, 5 miles the first day. I'm going to start off. I'm going to have small incremental things, small goals, little stuff, the small pass, the short passes, not the long ones, the points, not the game.
No, it's funny you say the 5 miles because so many freaking times, Tim, I'm like, I need to get back in shape here. I've let myself, you know, go a little bit and I'll go shoot or something. I can't freaking move the next day, right? I can't be out there for 10 minutes without being in cardiac arrest. I can't walk. the next day. So I do too much. And then I don't want to do anything for a week or two. And if I just went small, like you said, and eased into it, I'm going to build up and compound and, you know, see a big improvement over some time.
You know, something my dad told me years ago, he said, you can't lose if you never quit. And it didn't make sense to me. So if you can't lose if you never quit. And then later on in life, I realized that, you know, people said, Tim, you're very tenacious. And I had to go look that up because I had no idea what that meant. It's you're staying on it. You don't leave it. You stay on until it finishes. You complete it. You don't quit. Mm-hmm. It's like, so that maybe hearing that in my head over and over again just kind of clicked with me. But you can't quit. You got to stay in the game. And being that focus on the next step, not so much the big picture, it gets us there. And one step at a time.
All right, guys. So anybody out there on the fence, just start small.
Doesn't have to be business, Greg. It doesn't have to be money. It's got to be something, though. Just do one thing, you know? And don't look at the big picture, the end of the game. Just do one thing with that in mind, that you have a goal. At the end of it, we all want to win. One thing at a time. One step. $1.
Yep. The importance is just to start. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Tim, I will see you next time, brother.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.